Welcome to the More Than Fitness Podcast.
Hello, ladies and gents, and welcome back to Minisode number 87 on the More Than Fitness Podcast. I am now back in New York City after a few weeks back home with friends and family. My best friend got married, so was at his wedding, got to see everybody. It was wonderful. And then also crazy stuff going on with the election. And yeah, it's been a wild 2 weeks actually since I've been gone, but we are not going to be talking about the election on this minisode. On this minisode, we're going to talk about how to ensure you don't lose muscle mass while dieting. I got this question from one of my clients recently who has lost basically almost 40 pounds. And he was concerned at what point whenever you're lowering calories and losing weight, when do you start to sacrifice muscle loss in the process, right? So it's a really good question because there's a big difference between weight loss and fat loss. We want to aim for fat loss because weight loss could be muscle and fat, right? Fat loss is predominantly just fat. You're not going to, it depends on your training experience. The more training experience you have, the more muscle mass you have. Whenever you diet down, there's probably a higher likelihood that you're actually going to lose a touch of muscle mass. So if you're like whenever I competed in my bodybuilding competition, I dieted for like 22 weeks. I probably lost just a touch of muscle mass during that process, but that's normal, right? But if you're more of a beginner to intermediate, and if you do everything right, and if you monitor all these things that I'm about to go over, you have a much higher likelihood of definitely retaining your muscle mass, but also possibly building muscle mass in the process. So I told him that while he's been in a calorie deficit, I've been monitoring 4 things to make sure that he doesn't lose muscle mass while he is dieting. And the first thing is making sure, so the first thing is his rate of weight loss per week. So it's very simple. The faster you lose weight, the more likelihood it is that you're also losing muscle mass, right? Because whenever you're in a calorie deficit, you're burning more than you are consuming, right? And whenever you do this, it's hard to just tell your body to pick and choose which tissues to pull energy from, right? So whenever you're in a large calorie deficit, yes, it's definitely going to take some energy from your fat stores, but it's also going to take some from your muscle stores as well. So the faster you lose, at least in a certain period of time, you're going to risk losing more muscle mass. So the standard to prevent muscle loss is going to be around 0.5 to 1% of total body weight lost per week. For him, and just for most people, I think a good standard is around 1 to 2 pounds a week is going to be great. That's going to be awesome. That's going to be an awesome rate of fat loss, and it's also going to prevent muscle loss as well, because it's not too fast to where you're going to lose muscle in the process, but it's also not too slow where you're just kind of spinning your wheels, right? And he was just about standard with that. In the beginning weeks, especially if you're heavier, it's more likely that you're going to lose quite a bit of weight in those first 1 to 4 weeks, maybe, because a lot of it is water weight and things like that. So you might lose more than 1 to 2 pounds in the very beginning, but then as time goes on, the average that you're looking for is 1 to 2 pounds around there per week, right? And the way to do this, the way to measure this is to basically weigh yourself every day or at least 4 times a week, and then take that average and compare averages on a week-to-week basis. All right, so that's number one. Number two is going to be a high protein diet. This is going to ensure that you're not just losing weight, you're not just losing fat and muscle. You have the high protein diet so that your body will hold on to that muscle mass as much as possible. It will allow your muscles to recover from the weightlifting you're doing and possibly retain or build that muscle mass. So whenever you're in a calorie deficit, this just makes sure that you do hold on to that muscle. And for most people, I'm going to recommend anything above around 0.8 grams of protein per pound of body weight on a daily basis is going to be a good standard for most people. If you're a little bit heavier, you can maybe go a little bit below that, maybe like 0.7. But for most people, I think 0.8 is going to be solid. And actually, I think there's some research that if you can get closer to a gram per pound of body weight, unless you are really overweight, then you might be able to squeeze out a little bit more muscle gain or muscle retention. But for some people, that's not as feasible. They just don't want to eat that much protein. I think that's totally okay, because it's the differences are just a couple percentage points, right? So hitting 1 gram per pound can be very easy. So if you weigh 170 pounds, you eat 170 grams of protein per day. If you're 177 pounds, it's going to be 177 grams of protein per day. But if you go by the 0.82 grams minimum that it talks about in the research, it'd be about 145 grams of protein per day. And again, I've written about this on my blog if you want to check that out, but protein intakes, high protein intakes for long periods of time are absolutely safe, even up to like a double the amount of protein. So if you weigh 200 pounds, you can consume 400 grams of protein and it would still be safe. I would definitely not recommend that, but it is safe. So high protein diet is going to be number two. The third thing is going to be the obvious one here is lifting weights, right? So this tells your body, this gives your body a signal to repair and hold on to the muscle mass while dieting, right? If you don't give it a reason to hold on to that muscle, it's going to use it for energy. And this is where the big combination, the 1-2 punch of a high protein diet and then also lifting weights, both of those together is going to make it much harder for your body to want to pull energy from that muscle mass as opposed to that fat mass whenever you are dieting. It's also possible to build muscle while dieting, but because it becomes more difficult as you get leaner and with more training experience that you have. This is what I mentioned earlier. However, this is also why it's paramount that while you're dieting, training also becomes a very... nutrition is very important. You hear people sometimes say it's 80% diet, it's 20% training. It's like, no, it's 100% diet and 100% training. They do different things and they synergize together to give you the outcome that you're looking for. If you don't pair those together, then you're just going to look, if you just lose a bunch of weight, but you also don't have the resistance training, you don't have the training and the workouts to go with it, then you might just end up looking skinny fat whenever you reach your goal weight. You might look like a runner who is a little bit flabby, right? And they don't have that muscle mass underneath to make their skin tighten or to sculpt themselves or to tone themselves. They just don't have that firm look, right? And that's just because they don't have the resistance training to go along with it. And the very last thing is body measurements. So with the guy that asked this question, with my client that asked this question, one thing that I told him was that we do take measurements on a biweekly basis. So every 2 weeks, I have my clients measure different parts of their body. And what this does is we see the scale going down, right? But you don't know how much of that weight that you're losing is from fat or if it's from muscle or a combination of both, right? But if you take measurements, then there's a good likelihood that if your waist measurements are all going down, but then your let's say as a guy, your upper body, let's say your chest and your arms are staying mostly the same. Well, then you know, okay, I'm losing mostly just fat in this situation. And this is exactly what happened with him. I think his upper body measurements went down just a couple centimeters. But if you have to think, if you're almost down 40 pounds and all you did was lose a couple centimeters around your chest or your arms, like there's a very good likelihood that you built muscle and lost fat at the same time. For most people, and what I'll do is the body measurements that I follow, I will put them up right here as a picture in case you want to screenshot that, and then you can take those measurements yourself. But the main thing is to take measurements around your waist, and that's going to tell you, okay, for the most part, this is where I'm losing body fat. Because if your waist is going down, there's a good chance that it's mostly pure body fat that you're losing, as opposed to everything shrinking at once, right? Then you're probably losing muscle and fat. So the four things to ensure you don't lose muscle mass while dieting. First is the rate of weight loss per week. Second is going to be a high protein diet. Third is lifting weights. And fourth is taking frequent body measurements about every 2 to 4 weeks. And that is it for minisode number 87 on the More Than Fitness podcast. As always, thank you guys so much for listening and for watching. See ya. And that is that, my friends. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the More Than Fitness podcast. And please, if you could help me out a little bit here and leave a rate and review in iTunes, and also take a screenshot and post it up on your IG story. Tag me at MattMcLeod6. I'd love to share it. I'd love to connect with you. I'd love to hear your feedback about the podcast, and also so that we can share the word with other people. I would love to build up this community, build up this tribe of people that we have like you and I, and get the word out there. Also, if you want more free content, you can check the links in the description. I have my free 4-week workout plan, The Ultimate Physique Development. And also, if you want to work with me online, one-on-one for personal coaching, you can check the link in the description as well. And anything else you need, please send me an email, send me a DM. I would love to hear from you. Again, thank you so much for listening.